Get ready for adventure.
Listen to this example of thrilling music in stereo.
Okay.
If you're frightened easily, turn off your radio now.
You're all set up, Big Daddy. 8 watts of pumping power.
Wow. This is where I work my radio magic.
We have got an incredible show today, right, ladies?
You all seem to enjoy the show, even though it isn't based in reality.
Come on.
Come on, people.
Come on.
Come on, everybody.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
Come on.
It's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Well, what a bunch of delightfully colorful characters.
Thank you. Our show is reality.
Well, let's get started.
We have another totally awesome episode for you today.
This is real, people. This is not a drill.
This is exciting.
Yeah. All right, let's get this thing started.
Come on.
Here we go.
Let's go then. Let's get underway with the 5 o'clock Follies. Weekend now officially underway and leading into Thanksgiving week here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. And it is the Allskate Friday free-for-all here in the Follies. So whatever you want to talk about is fair game for today. Grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. And because I will not be here for Thanksgiving, today we revisit our annual Thanksgiving tradition. That is, of course, the penultimate episode. I think it's probably the best episode ever of WKRP in Cincinnati. The episode officially entitled Turkeys Away, but most of us just refer to the episode as The Great Turkey Drop. And without further ado, the gang at WKRP. Led off by Dr. Johnny Fever.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here?
What?
You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am?
I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye Newshawk Award last year. Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Creep.
So far, so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From
W-K-R-P. Yes.
What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. So no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking!
wobbling around, pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Lass, are you there? Lass isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Lass. You just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live tribute. Film at 11.
Look, Mr. Mayor, yes, there was some damage, sir, but no one was hurt.
Mr. Colley, we know what the Humane Society stands for.
The National Guard? No, sir, the National Guard, I don't think it's that serious.
Well, Mr. Colley, a lot of turkeys don't make it through Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir, thank you very much.
Yes, goodbye. That was the Humane Society. They sounded pretty upset.
Oh, Andy, why did you let Mr. Carlson do this?
Because it's Mr. Carlson's station.
This man must be stopped before he promotes again.
Now, listen. Mr. Carlson was here at WKRP when we were just kids. And I bet you he's going to be here long after we're all moved on.
Yeah, but Andy...
Look. Now, Venus, if we cut him out, what's the point? Look, we're the young ones. And sometimes I think we're just a little bit too concerned about being number one. Now, Mr. Carlson, he just Mr. Carlson. He just wants to be a part of things.
Should have worked.
Can I help you?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, Mr. Carlson. What's it like to ride in a helicopter?
A lot of fun.
Mr. Carlson, could I get you a cup of coffee?
What? No, thank you, Jennifer.
Agreed?
Mm-hmm. Sir, it was the most unusual promotion idea I ever heard of. Never been anything else like it.
No, I don't suppose there has.
I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect.
Where'd you get those birds?
Are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
He's all right.
Les, come on now, tell us the rest. I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You can't make that stuff up.
No, well, they did make it up, and it was a classic episode of WKRP in Cincinnati called Turkeys Away. It was almost like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. 18 after 5 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you. 5:23 here in the Bobby Mack Show. That is our Thanksgiving classic. Hugh Wilson is the guy that was the driving force behind the creation of the show WKRP in Cincinnati. And it was based on a top 40 station in Atlanta in the 1970s, WQXI 790. I think they called it Quixie in Dixie. And the Dr. Johnny Fever character was actually based on a real guy, a real morning DJ, Skinny Bobby Harper. And Skinny Bobby worked at WSAI in Cincinnati, and they came to WQXI in Atlanta. And later on, left radio and became a record promotion man for Capitol Records. And I knew him at the time, and I remember he... Record promotion men in those days would take the new releases from their label around to the radio stations on Music Day, as it was called, and they would make their presentation, make their pitch, either to the radio station's music director or program director or both, to try and convince them to play their new releases. And Capitol had one, I think it was a song by Joe South called Birds of a Feather. And Bobby decided it would be a good idea to dress up as a chicken to go to Music Day at the radio station. So he did, and it was the height of summer in Atlanta. It was August and about 150 degrees. And he gets out on the road in his car, dressed in the chicken suit, and his car breaks down. And he's out there on the side of the interstate trying to hitchhike. Dressed as a giant chicken. I think it. I think he finally ended up having to call a cab. But some of the stuff from the golden age of Top 40 radio is timeless, including, of course, that great WKRP episode. Bobby, Turkey's Away is about the funniest 30 minutes in TV history, right up there with Lucy and the Candy Factory episode. Thanks for sharing. Bobby, thanks for the great WKRP skit. In the immortal words of Dr. Johnny Fever, booger. Remember in the show, Johnny got fired in Los Angeles for saying booger on the air. Happy Thanksgiving from Paul in Spartanburg. Bobby, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Thank you for that. Hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Appreciate that. To the phones we go. Ralph is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. That was really classic back then. One of my funniest episodes was the episode when the highway patrolman was trying to prove that alcohol slows responses, and Dr. Johnny Fever got quicker after every drink.
Yeah, and finally got to the point where everything became totally unpronounceable.
Yep, and that was Venus going, I am the air.
And again, you know, a lot of these things were based on things that really happened in real life, and that episode was based on a lot of stations actually did that. You know, they would bring in a highway patrolman, and they would serve the DJ, you know, shots of Jack Daniels. And by the time the waning moments of the program arrived, the guy was close to being passed out.
And they let him drive home.
I hope not. Thanks, Ralph. Good to have you here. Colonel Ted is along this afternoon as well. And as always, Colonel Ted, Moneypenny and I... salute you.
Well, thank you. That is a great routine, which I have heard probably as many times as you have been doing it on the radio here in Greenville, and we appreciate it. And I'm going to suggest that in your will or your contract, whichever is more important, you designate your whoever your successor is must do that on the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Yep, absolutely. You know, it's funny. There are a lot of things that make me laugh. I love good comedians and well-written comedies. But when one stands the test of time where, almost 40 years later can make me laugh until I cry. That's pretty good stuff.
Well, I laughed so hard it popped my heart monitor connections off. After we do quit talking, I've got to find a secluded place to reinstall them.
Well, don't overdo it, Colonel Ted.
At the moment.
Yeah, calm yourself there. Don't overdo. All right.
That is so funny.
Yep.
You keep saying you'll be gone Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Well, Thanksgiving is Thursday. That's one day of next week.
Well, actually, I'm getting a head start on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, I wonder, what do you have a use it or lose it provision in your contract, like we did with leave in the military or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
You have to go on vacation for.
Yes. Being a heritage broadcaster, having been here as long as I have, I do have a bunch of vacation time backed up, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, we always hate to see you go, but then we get so accustomed to Jim Bohannon that the show ought to be the Jim Bohannon program with Bobby McClain substituting occasionally.
Special guest star. Yep, exactly. Well, I'll be back before you know it, Colonel Ted. I'll be back a week from Monday.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that, no doubt. Last thing, I mentioned my coffee cup problems the other day.
Yeah.
And something new cropped up this morning with my coffee cup. I can't for the life of me remembered what it was to tell you.
and by the way, I did find my debit card. Well, actually, my bride Brenda found it for me. So save me all of that hassle. Somebody sent me a text message earlier today. Colonel Ted said that they had a coffee cup. No, they had a T-shirt. That said, you knew I was going to snap eventually. I think maybe that needs to go into my wardrobe, too. Thank you, Colonel Ted. Appreciate the call. Have a great Thanksgiving. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. We go back to the phones here on the Friday free-for-all right around the corner. Only seemed appropriate, gazing out the windows of the official 106.3 WORD Information and Entertainment Complex, Woodruff and Garlington, at that sunset. Losing some energy now as the sun sinks over the horizon, but wow, pretty good light show there for a while if you haven't had a chance to gaze up at that sunset, especially if you've been stuck in the traffic today. I know it's some patience has been required out on the interstate today around Gaffney. In on the text line, Bob, it appears that God broke out his pastel palette for tonight's sunset. Looks as if it's going to be glorious, and it is very, very nice. Moneypenny, in fact, cranking open the blinds here in Studio A. To the phones we go. Jeff is next up. He's in my stomping grounds at Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the program.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I hope you have a good one. Get plenty to eat.
Thank you, sir. Yep.
And come on back.
Yep, will do. Will do. Hope you have a nice one, too.
And I was going to say, you just as well admitted, I think if I'd examine that WKRP episode, I think I see you on that helicopter. I just go ahead and admit it.
Somebody sent a text message a while ago and said, I don't get it. Turkeys can fly. You're being too literal. Turkeys can fly, but probably not too well when dropped from 2,000 feet out of a helo.
Well, on this thing with Florida, I know you've run in your life, you've run into situations where you tried to be diplomatic, tried, and it doesn't work, and you end up having to knock whoever's doing it to you on their rear end at some point, And so I'm so disappointed in people, Republican representatives. This is not funny, and nobody believes them. Just like that blousy Ford woman,
right?
This woman here is being well paid for what she's doing, and we all know that, and nobody's doing anything about it. So when you get to that point, they have to be punished. And I don't know what Donald Trump can do. A lot of things to punish them. with that ink pen that he's got. It's just like Mexico. They let those people walk all the way or ride in buses all the way across their country and didn't put a stop to it. I think he should sign an executive order and tax every penny that's wired to Mexico by 50% to pay for all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's all kind of things you can do when people are doing stuff to threaten the nation and threaten our freedom and our family's future. You can't just sit by and say play by the rules or try to be prim and proper like Mitch McConnell most of the time.
Yeah, get you nowhere. And I think
make them pay.
Yeah, I think Limbaugh had it right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call and the Thanksgiving wishes. I think Limbaugh had it right the other day when he described it as the leftist attitude, the progressive attitude, is that America is a bad place. It's a racist country. It's xenophobic and all the other phobias that they want to crank out. And so they assume for themselves the moral high ground and whatever they have to do, as the saying goes, by any means necessary. Anytime a Republican wins, it should be invalidated because, of course, they represent everything that's wrong with America. And, of course, what's really wrong with America is those that want to turn it into a Western European socialist slash Marxist nation rather than the beacon of freedom and liberty that it's been for 200 plus years. Next up, the Bobby Mac Show is Richard. He is in Greenville. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac. Yeah, I know there would be somebody in the audience, and probably a lot, but no, turkeys can fly.
Yes.
And in the wild. Now, in the wild. And my guess is I forget that episode, but when he said, where did you get those turkeys? And I think because they were at a turkey farm or something, wasn't it?
Well, we never got an answer to that question, but it is pretty much assumed so, yeah.
Right. So because the turkeys that you see in farm that aren't on your dinner table, yeah, they probably can't fly, and that's the whole parody of the whole thing. And then as far as Les Nessman saying, it's like they were organized,
right?
In the wild, you're hunting turkeys. They will, you know, generally, especially in brooding season, the males kind of break apart from each other, but they will get as if they're being coming in the back door and offensive, and they do have talons that will actually bleed to death.
You bet. And they are, as Richard Sanders, the great actor who played Les Nessman, expressed the thought, do launch a counterattack.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I nothing like that, but they do get very aggressive. I mean, that's why there's a distiller, I think it's called Wild Turkey.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, we've domesticated the animals and, you know, used to clip their wings so they couldn't fly off. But ones in the wild, they're a wild animal.
Yes,
if
they are.
Ever gets out, if you have never been turkey hunting with somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, you could be in peril and get hurt, even with a shotgun.
You bet. In fact, one of the places that I play golf over at Preserve at Verde, down Verde Boulevard, that is a nature preserve as well as a golf course, and they have a big flock of turkeys down there. And I've walked up on some in the past and startled them. And, yeah, you can see them fly, and pretty amazing when you watch them because when they're startled, they fly straight up in the air like a helicopter.
Yep. And like I said, the wild turkeys would have been fine out of a helicopter, but that's the parody of the aspect.
Yes.
These were, and then in the aspect of Les Nessman saying, you know, hey, there's you know, they were organizing and all that. So there's more to it, because I'm sure a lot of people some people in your audience may not know that.
Yep.
But I'm sure some other hunters will try to charm in too, because, you know, the best thing is when during brooding and that big male's up there, you know, showing his colors and all that, you just take it, you know, you put them on the table, because they're completely distracted at that point.
Yeah,
that's when you know they're wild. Because all they're hearing is that gander from the female. And they show, they say, oh, boy, here we go.
And if you've never seen a big one in the wild, that is a big bird.
Oh, they are. And this is a true story. My sister-in-law, she lives in upstate New York, totaled her car by running into the turkey, flew right into the car. If there had been anybody in the passenger side, they said they probably would have died.
Well, I believe it. I believe it.
Because it was flying. You know, she couldn't stop. It was flying, not necessarily into the car, but it hit the car, and I couldn't believe it told the car. But it's amazing.
Yep, they get to be big birds. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Going to the break on the text line. Bob, my brain must be defective. I can only wonder how many live turkeys you can fit in a helicopter. Is it safe or even possible to drag a banner from a helo? I don't think so. It would interfere with a tail rotor, I'm guessing. 5:46 here, 6:14 in the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Welcome back. 5:51 now, 6:09 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Well, there is some good news. Abrams has finally given up the ghost down in Georgia while claiming democracy failed Georgia. Apparently, Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is still unfamiliar with the way our country works since we are a republic. A representative democracy, not a pure democracy. While claiming democracy failed in Georgia, Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said today she will no longer stand in the way of officials certifying Brian Kemp, the Republican, as the winner in that race. Meantime, out in Arizona, the GOP says they'll conduct an independent audit of the Maricopa County Recorder's Office after three statewide Republican candidates who initially led on election night saw their races swing the other way as, what do you know, outstanding ballots were counted later. GOP Representative Martha McSally lost to Democrat Taliban Kristen Sinema. Republican Frank Riggs initially led Democrat Kathy Hoffman in the race for Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction. He went on to lose about a week later. Katie Hobbs, Democrat candidate for Arizona Secretary of State, had been trailing Republican Steve Gaynor on Election Day. In fact, the AP had actually projected the Republican as the winner that night. However, after several more days of ballot counting, the Democrat is expected to win there. What do you know? What a coincidence. When they find all these outstanding ballots, how come they never find anybody that voted for Republicans? Just coincidence, I guess. Just a happy coincidence for the Dems. To the phones we go. Bruce is next up in Simpsonville. Hi, Bruce, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Friday free-for-all.
Hey, Bobby. When you mentioned the skit about getting drunk on the air,
right?
I actually did that for Mike Benton and Scooter Leslie when they done the morning show, morning drive for 101 back in the early 90s.
Oh, geez.
John Boy.
What did they give you to drink, Bruce?
Well, no, I was a BA operator.
Oh, I got you.
And they drank and got drunk on the air. And boy was the manager PO'd. Mike didn't get, I forgot what he was drinking. Scooter was drinking Jägermeister.
Oh,
I don't know why he's going to do that stuff.
Wow.
I know. He is. They both got legally, I think Mike maybe got to 0.08. Scooter, he was over 10.10.
Wow.
And ended up, before I left, I had to, he's in a chair that rolled, and nobody else wanted to deal with him.
Right.
But I had to roll him to the bathroom so he could throw up.
Oh, jeez.
True story, man. They got it. They got
wow.
It. The brass really raked their butts because they didn't let him know they were going to do that.
Thank you, Bruce. That's a great story. Yeah, I would say Jägermeister was a singularly bad choice to use for that. Ray is next up. He is in Inman. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, I just had to call you, buddy, and wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. You too.
And yeah, thanks. And I've been riding that Bob McLean train for a long time.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Bobby, how about that WEAM?
Yes, 1390 WEAM in Washington, D.C.
There you go, buddy. I used to listen to you. You had the number one station up there.
Yeah, we did. We were in quite a dogfight with WPGC over in Prince George's County.
But we
did come out on top much of the time. It was fun. Those were great days.
Yeah, man. Okay, buddy, I thought I'd have to call you and just wish you a holiday, a good holiday, and I'll be talking to you after the holiday.
I appreciate that, Ray. Thanks a lot. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, too. Yeah. The DJ staff at Weem, and this is back 1970, I guess, late 1969, early 1970, they call the DJs, you know, like some radio stations would have the good guys. They call the jocks at Weem the Weem team. And when we went out to do personal appearances and remotes and stuff, they bought us these red blazers that we had to wear. They were tacky, I'm telling you. Lou is along. He is in Campobello. Lou, I'm only about a minute away from the news, so hang on the other side? We'll get you on as we kick off the bonus hour on the other side, because I don't want to limit you to a minute or so here, because I know you probably have some things to say.
I can do it, Bobby. I'd be honored to.
Excellent. Stay right there, sir, and we'll get back to you on the other side. As I mentioned earlier in this hour, the Clintons, Hillary and Bill, announced that they would headline a series of live events together. I don't know if I want to get out on the road with Hillary, if you know what I mean. An evening with the Clintons. This was to be across the country in the final weeks of 2018 and into 19. Now this appears to be canceled due to poor ticket sales. A survey of Ticketmaster for Wednesday night. So some of the shows indicate many tickets still available for the early days of the tour. I think the tickets, yeah, some tickets were listed for $1,099. Others were going for $1,234 a piece. Gee, I can't imagine why people wouldn't be chomping at the bit at that price. Bonus hours next.